Tonight, I have a special guest speaker. We didn't even know he was going to be one tonight. But it's my grandson, John. Today, him and I had this experience on the beach that was just totally the Holy Spirit. And I wanted John to come and share it with you. So, John, could you use this microphone right here? Oh, yeah. This is Josh's son. My wife said for me to say that. Our second son. This is his son. That preached on Sunday. The guy that preached on Sunday. That's his dad. Yeah.
Hey, family. How's it going? Hey, so, it's amazing how the Lord works. The message tonight is about someone that was just not expecting God to use him, and God using him in a mighty way. And today, had the same thing. Wasn't planning on being used by God in any way, but the Lord showed up, and we really did nothing. And we got to experience really the power of God and what he can do in your life and how he can use you. A lot of us just feel just ordinary. You can't really do anything. What am I going to do to impact the kingdom of God? And we just sometimes feel useless, and then just out of nowhere, God will use me. Just want to encourage you guys to be ready to be used by God. Mm-hmm. In any way he may have you do, whatever, but I want to promise you that he will use you. So, story is, today, wake up and my grandparents and my grandfather made me some awesome scrambled eggs, got ready to go swimming to the beach.
We decided to go down the waves,
we grabbed the boogie board and the towel, head down. Us folks, we don't prepare, us guys. The women in our family, they prepare, but we don't. We just grab what we can and get out of there. So we go down the waves right there on 56th Street in Newport, and swells were pretty big, and there's a lot of surfers, and so we just decided to go down to Newport Pier. We're out there, and it's great. The waves are small, and water is warm, and there's some great lefts. We're sharing the boogie board, and I was bodyboarding, and we're just out there. We noticed some two other guys out there with us, and we're just talking just about life and stuff, and all of a sudden, Pastor Mark grabs the leash off my wrist really fast, and I'm like, oh yeah, he's gonna go catch a wave. Here he goes. And I turn around, and there was a guy screaming for help. He got caught in the riptide and the current. There was an undercurrent, and it was just sucking him out to sea, and he was panicking and yelling, and he was like, I'm drowning, help me, help me. So Pastor Mark goes out to go, and he pauses for a second, and I realize, wait, I'm the trained lifeguard. Why is he going out? And your grandfather's like making you look like a dummy. That's my job as a lifeguard, and I'm kind of in my own little world. And he's always ready. He's alert. Saved us many times. he's alert. Hey, Poppy. Call him Poppy. Poppy, wait, I'll go. And so I grab the board and I get out there, and he's yelling, his buddy's deciding to go and save him. I'm like, no, head back, you're gonna drown yourself. I have a boogie board, I got this guy. I get out there, I'm like, hey man, grab onto the board, you're okay, you're safe. And he's just like, oh my gosh, thank you man. He's really scared, he's about to die. Get him on the board. I start, I'm like, hi, my name's John, I'm a lifeguard, you're gonna be okay, you're safe. Once you catch your breath, we're going to start swimming sideways. We're going to start swimming along. We're going to get out of this riptide. We're going to get out of this current. And everything's going to be okay. He's like, all right, he's calming down. It's good. And so we get out, we swim. He's kind of just calming down. Oh my gosh, someone's died. I was a goner. And he's going on and on. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, I got you, man. We're good. I just wasn't really thinking. It's kind of just... Actually, I was thinking, man, the water's really nice. It's really warm. I'm enjoying it. I get him. We're starting back. The lifeguards finally show up. I start talking pretty much when we're getting out of the water. And I'm like, hey, got him. He's okay. fine. He thanks us. We start heading back up. He doesn't have a towel, so we bring back Pastor Mark, Poppy. He grabs a towel, he brings it back to him, gave it to him. The guy comes up, and he's all, you know, still shooken up in shock of everything. And he's like, you know, guys, not knowing that we are Christians and that he's a pastor, he goes, you know what? 4 days ago, I started believing in God. And we're just like, wow, man, that's awesome. And he's like, you know, I've been an atheist. I used to be a Christian, and I kind of walked away from God. But I started believing in God again. I asked him for some signs that he's really real. He's there. And so for the last 3 days, the Lord has brought me brown recluses. They're spiders, very poisonous spiders, one each day. And, you know, it's kind of funny. The Lord brings us what we need. It's kind of like, oh, a spider that spoke to him? Yeah. His dad died 2 years ago, and he's been reclusive. He's been avoiding people. He's been very depressed and drinking a lot. And the Lord was saying, you know, you can't be reclusive. You got to come back out, and that's poisoning your life. So, sees that for the last 3 days, and today's the fourth day, and he hasn't seen a spider. And he's like, and then I almost drowned, and you were there to save me. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome, man. And he's like, you know what? You're John, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're John the Baptist. You baptized me. You saved me. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome. See, guys, your name can be impactful. Yeah. I did nothing. I swam out there, grabbed him. I didn't say one thing about the Lord. The Lord did it all. You worry about, like, oh, geez, what am I going to say to that person? Don't worry. The Lord's got it covered. I've prayed with a few people to come to Christ. And I really haven't done much. The Lord's already been working on them. So you guys don't have to be panicked about what to say, because the Lord's got it. And then Pastor Mark goes, you know what? He just got out of Bible college and has been a youth pastor, and I'm a pastor. And the guy's like, what? Out of all the people on the beach, a pastor and a youth pastor saved my life. And as I am trying, I'm coming to the Lord. We did nothing. He starts bawling. And we just start laughing in joy. Yeah. Praise God. So you guys feel useless, ordinary. We did nothing. You're like, oh, he's a pastor. Of course he knows what to say. No, he said really nothing. The Lord did it all. And tonight, as Pastor Mark shares, I think you guys will be really blessed how God can use the ordinary in extraordinary ways. So, you know, I'm going to pray and have Pastor Mark come up. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord. Lord, how you use our simple lives, Lord, in just amazing ways. Lord, I pray that we just be used by you, Lord, each day. Lord, that we would impact the kingdom of God. Lord, that we would be ready to be used by you, Lord, that when those storms come, Lord, that we would not fear, that we would not tremble, but we know that you are there with us in that storm, in that situation, in that trial. Lord, I pray that you would anoint Pastor Mark as he comes up and preaches tonight, Lord, that you would just speak through him. It would be his words and not your words and not his words, Lord. We don't want him as a man, Lord. We want you to speak through him, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, John. Oh, my buddy. God bless you. Yeah. That was awesome. And his friend, you know, that would have probably drowned if he tried to save his friend, because neither one of them could really swim very well, you know, and it was a really strong rip, and neither one of them knew how to get out of a rip, you know. So it was the Lord that just was there for them, and it was so precious to see. So all four of us, we held hands, and we started praising God. And, you know, the one guy said that John was his hero. And we said, he said, oh no, oh no, there's only one hero, it's Jesus. And we just were praising Jesus together. It was just one of those experiences that you can't hardly put in words. It was just, you know, na 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 na. We didn't even know it was happening, you know. It's so awesome. And so we're just full of it tonight. And we're blessed and thankful. And just encouraging you with John. God is, he's God. He's God and we're not. And we just look to him and trust him. And he's got these great plans for our lives. Great plans that are just redeeming for all those around us. Praise God.